USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Israeli authorities say at least 40 people are dead and there are hundreds of casualties after today's surprise attack from the Hamas militant group. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country is at war with Hamas and, quote, the enemy will pay a price it has never known before. Thousands of rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip and Hamas claims it has captured Israeli soldiers near the Gaza border. Retaliation from Israel has left 198 people dead and another 1,600 injured. The White House National Security Council says the United States unequivocally condemns the unprovoked attacks by Hamas terrorists against Israeli citizens. Kevin McCarthy refutes recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. News outlets speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that these reports are untrue. He intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. Conservative leaders have signed a letter endorsing Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio to become the next House Speaker, citing his consistent conservative record. Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise are the top two contenders for the next House Speaker. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report.
The report revealing that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September, surpassing economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. And it's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, the bottom up, not the top down.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he took office. The unemployment rate has consistently held below 4%. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Jeremy Scott. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The largest healthcare strike in U.S. history ends without a contract deal. Kaiser Permanente employees returned to work this morning at hospitals in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. A Kaiser spokesperson has confirmed that another bargaining session will be held next week. A union representative says the two sides remain far apart on the issue of wages. Kaiser employees are seeking annual pay increases and higher staffing levels. Employment is way up in the U.S.
The Department of Labor says a total non-farm payroll employment rose by 336,000 in September. The unemployment rate, though, was unchanged at 3.8%. One thing almost all market watchers agree on is that the better the job growth is, the more likely it is that the Federal Reserve will consider hiking interest rates come November. I'm Corey Myers.
The fraud trial of a former crypto king has wrapped up its first week in a Manhattan federal court. FTX co-founder and one-time crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried faces multiple charges of money laundering and fraud. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried defrauded customers of his digital currency exchange, FTX, and his cryptocurrency hedge fund. If found guilty, the 31-year-old faces over 100 years in federal prison. Authorities make a gruesome discovery at a funeral home in a small Colorado town. At least 115 decaying bodies were found after a foul smell was reported. The funeral home is under investigation as officials work to identify the bodies and notify families. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.